Hey, I tell you what, it's fall.
It is fall. It's turning pretty.
The weather has changed.
Definitely.
It's cool. If you plant a plant now, I tell you what, it takes a lot of perennials, trees, shrubs. It takes almost 3 years for them to get rooted to where they really will want to grow. Well, if you plant now, next spring is next year. So you get a whole year over waiting till next spring. Also, if you plant it now, I tell you what, I had a guy plant a Chinese tallow tree at the nursery.
Okay, what is that?
It's a little shade tree.
Okay.
And when he planted it in October, it had frozen. There weren't any leaves on the plant. And I could put my thumb and my index finger around the trunk right at the base. This was in October. He planted it. In March, I went out there. It hadn't leafed out yet. It had grown an inch of girth around that trunk. No leaves, no nothing. It had just grown roots and grown bigger. And that really made an impression on me. Plants grow and grass grows. I mean, things grow all winter in San Angelo. Now where it ices up in Michigan, you know, they don't grow. But here, there's growth all winter. So things get established in the winter. And so we should plant in the fall.
I did not know that either. So planting grass is good right now, too?
You can, yes. Now, it's not by seed, but the plant, sod.
Yes. Okay, sod grass.
Now, there is winter grasses like fescue and rye that you can plant now. And you should plant now if that's what you want. Yeah, Scott's snarled at that idea.
I've done the fescue before, and it looks beautiful for a little, because we don't have a long winter in San Angelo typically. Like you said, we're getting hotter and hotter, it seems like. And the fescue is beautiful in the winter. But it just seems like it doesn't do that well in the summer because it gets so hot here.
Fescue is one of those grasses. If Bermuda, and primarily San Augustine, if you don't water it enough, it digresses. It doesn't just flat die. Yeah, but fescues can just totally die if you don't water enough.
I had poor luck with it. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
It didn't.
However, fescues in good soils where it can root deep, like 2 or 3 feet deep.
Where's San Angelo?
I know, but you can use that stuff called olive oil to get the
look at me with that plate. I promote it heavily at work. I know it works.
By the way,
sure.
Scott, I broke down and I think a week ago watered my St. Augustine grass for the 6th time this year.
And I see people that you're the only one that I hear. Tommy, I'm just telling you this. Everybody says, I've tried what I heard, even Tommy said on the radio. That her yard starts looking like it's going to die with watering it.
I didn't do it in one application or even 1 year. It's taken a while. But I think if you did it monthly for a year, it would really change things. So maybe people are trying to back off too fast.
Pascal, to tell you a story. This is what Tommy did to us. I said, Dad, he had like 4 recipes I really loved. He always cooked at the ranch. And he gave them to me. And I gave them to Claire. And Claire's a good cook.
Yeah.
They weren't that good. I said, and I was getting kind of sick then. And I said, Dad, I want to tell you the truth. Those recipes I gave McClure, she's a good cook, but they just weren't that good. He said, well, you know, you had kind of a little heart issue, Scott. And I said, yeah. He goes, well, I kind of left one thing out. I said, what? I start mine off with bacon grease.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they weren't the same. So, see, he didn't tell us he did this in transitions.
Right.
See, folks, so you didn't do it overnight. You did this over years, like weighing in your grass?
Yes. And I tell you what, I put in, I had a little fungal problem in my St. Augustine. That happens. And, it will grow back, but if you will plug in some new grass, it will grow back way faster. And so that grass, when you have fungus in St. Augustine, most often there's an area that's just totally wiped out. And so I put in a few little plugs of new St. Augustine grass,
Do you cut the bad part out and dig it up? Okay,
right.
So you cut it out, dig it up back to the soil.
Yeah, and I pretty much planted it.
Do you do anything to that dirt before you – does it kill the fungal?
No, I tell you what. Fungus, in my opinion, is like a cold virus. It's waiting for a susceptible person or plant to overcome and root in. And that's how to cope. If you don't eat well, you're stressed out, you don't sleep, you're going to get sick, aren't you?
Yep.
Sooner or later, you're going to get sick.
Yep.
You don't have to go looking to be injected by a cold virus or a flu virus, do you?
Yep.
You're going to get it.
Yep.
So it's out there. It's the same way with the fungus. And so rather than trying to kill the fungus, just keep the grass healthy. So replacing the grass gets weak in July and August when it gets hot and dry, and there's not a whole lot. There's a lot of things we can do, but not everything. So, and even I had some, okay? So I put in some new plugs, and I kind of treated it like I treated everything else, and it digressed. Some of it died, actually, not whole pieces, but I should have watered it more often because it wasn't rooted as deep and, you know, wasn't as well established. So that's important when you try to change things. There's a process and a time property.
It's the bacon grease still here.
That's
okay,
right.
Called Tommy's Slack.
I left that
bacon
out.
Grease recipe.
It takes time sometimes.
Okay, so we got to learn this process. Okay, you said something about the weed time.
You know, all right, we sell weed killers and pretty good success. But sometimes people come in and say it didn't work. And let me – so if a weed is like this spurge or khaki weed or mat safflower, I think there's just three names of the same weed. They're dark green, they spread, and they have that little burr on them that's stickery. People said it didn't work. So I'm thinking, first of all, did you spray in the morning? It's important to spray in the morning because there's dew. It's cooler in the morning. The leaves kind of open up and try to bring in that dew. So they'll bring in the chemical too. And also, this is another thing that's important. If the ground is bone dry, it's parched, the leaf is just shut down trying to remain alive. It's not. There's not a lot of process going on, not a lot of fluid flow, just shut down. And so it doesn't bring anything in and doesn't let anything out. So that's not a good situation. Well, right after this rain, it's going to be a dynamite time when the sun comes out to spray weeds. So keep that in mind.
Okay, I call it a sticker plant. I don't know what they're really called.
Well, there is that the sand burr or sand spur that hurts worse coming out than going in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, like rows, and then there's the stem and has a little row of stickers on it.
Yeah, that's the sand spur.
Okay.
Sand spur.
What do we spray those with?
Well, I tell you what, it's hard to kill those, so I recommend using pre-emergence and pulling them. Most people have them in spotted areas. Mm-hmm. They know where they're at. They avoid those areas. If after rain, they're easy to pull. And if you use pre-emergent every other month, starting in, say, March or April, you won't have any. And then you just treat those areas because that's where they are.
Okay.
Now, your mowing can spread them some, so you might go beyond that area a little bit, but you don't have to do the whole yard usually.
Well, I've been down at the ranch, Sonora. And that's
now, they don't do well in – pre-emergent does not do well in pasture situations.
It's a pasture situation.
It's
like 2 acres.
Real difficult. Real difficult. There used to be something called MSMA, and it was real effective, but they took it off the market. Maybe they'll bring it back. There's something called quinclorac that is pretty good, but it's not near as good, and people like good results. So there's nothing yet except the pre-emergent.
See, work. Yard work's a lot of work.
Can be.
But the worst thing I hate, and actually, to be honest, I have somebody in my yard in the town, but at the ranch, you get to see me clearing out there. But the worst thing I hate is keeping the weed eaters and stuff running. That's my hardest thing to do. It is. It's my hardest thing to do.
You have anybody on to the show from Concho Valley Bikers or whatever?
They're so busy down there. You take it
fixing
in.
Fixing those things.
Come back in 6 weeks.
You know,